Continuing in Mishnayis, Masechet Shviis, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Hey, we mentioned before that there is a distinction between a Sadeh Ilan and Sadeh Tvua. A Sadeh Ilan or a Sadeh Ilan, you're allowed to plow really up until Shavuos. But a Sadeh Tvua, you have to do earlier than that. You have to stop earlier than that. And we mentioned that that is because when it comes to trees, so the plowing of the trees or plowing of that area until Shavuos is necessary for the trees of the sixth year. And we discussed the different halachos and the different aspects of that din. Let's say you have a field, as the Mishnah says, Shalosha Ilanos Shel Shalosha Anashim. You have three trees that belong to three different people. Hari Elu Mitzdarfman. Even though these trees do not belong to the same person, they join together to give this a status of a Sadeh Ilan, and therefore you can plow that field up until Shavuos of the sixth year. V'chorshin Kol Beis Za'ah Bishvilan. You can plow the entire Beis Za'ah for them, for those trees. V'kam Yehe Binehem. This is a question going back even on the second Mishnah of this Perek. In order to establish something as a Sadeh Ilan, you need three trees in a Beis Za'ah. But let's say you have three trees in the corner of a field, and the rest of the Beis Za'ah is untouched. There's no other trees there. Does this area still have a status of a Sadeh Ilan? So Mishnah says, V'kam Yehe Binehem. What has to be the spacing between the trees to define the entire Beis Za'ah as a Sadeh Ilan? So the Mishnah says, Rabbi Gamliel Omer, K'desh Yehe Habakar Over B'Kelov. It has to be big enough that the cows and the harnesses and the wagons can pass between the trees. They can't be bunched up together. When you have that spacing, and then the trees to some degree define the entire area, then that has a status of a Sadeh Ilan. Next mission is a little more complicated. So let's say you have 10 saplings. They're not developed trees that need to be worked constantly. A developed tree can be worked until Shavuos of the sixth year, and then go untouched, and then still be able to be produced and give fruit even following Shemitah. But let's say you have a netiyah, you have a sapling. Eser netiyas mufuzaros besoch beisah. You have 10 saplings that, as we know, or anybody who's planted before, a sapling needs attention and care and love and work done to it. So you have a sapling, you're concerned if you leave it fallow, it's going to be destroyed after the seventh year. These 10 saplings are spread throughout the Beis Za'ah. Chorshin kol Beis Za'ah bishvilon ad Rosh Hashanah. Even according to the Halach L'Moshe Mi-Sinai and according to Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel that extended beyond the 30 days beforehand, for these netiyos, you can plow that field up until the year of Shemitah itself begins. Because you're doing it, obviously, not for the next year, not for the seventh year, but you're doing it for these saplings. However, hayu asuyos shura umukafos satara. If let's say these trees are lined up, they're not spread around the field. They're in a smaller, bunched up area, in a shura, let's say in the middle of the field, or umukafos satara, it's surrounded by a wall. The field is surrounded by a fence, excuse me. So ein chorshin lahem elo letzarkon. So you cannot plant or you cannot plow the entire field, because if you plow the entire field, it's going to appear as though you're doing so not for those saplings, but you're doing so for the following year, because the saplings are bunched up together. So therefore, you can only do the work that is clearly designated for those saplings, as opposed to doing something on the entire Sadeh Ilan, because then the perception would be that it's not for the trees for now, for the sixth year, but it's for the fertile ground for the seventh year.